In Argentina today, the financial system was finally allowed to start trading dollars and pesos again, following a nearly three-week shutdown of currency exchanges. Large-scale banking transactions have been on hold since the turbulence that forced President Fernando de la Rúa from office on December 20th. Since then, the government devalued the Argentine peso, and today was the first day of normal banking operations with the now cheaper currency. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires on how Argentines are dealing with what they call the new economy.
People lined the streets outside the currency exchanges this morning. As they waited their turn, they watched illuminated signs tracking the value of the peso minute by minute. An elderly man named Jorge Jaime Cananetzi said he'd come just to watch the spectacle.
Vine acá porque hace 10 años que no pasa esto.
We haven't seen this kind of thing for 10 years, Cananetzi says. For a decade, the Argentine peso was predictably tied to the value of the U.S. dollar. One peso was $1 by law. Now, with the government broke and the banks on the verge of collapse, the peso has been allowed to float, and it promptly sank to about 55 cents. But the peso's devaluation is a minor annoyance compared to Argentines' outrage over their frozen bank accounts. Last night, thousands of people spontaneously appeared at major intersections, banging on pots and pans to protest the new rules restricting their access to their savings. Yesterday, the government announced it was freezing savings accounts worth more than $3,000 and checking accounts worth more than $10,000 and turning the accounts into fixed-term investments that wouldn't be available until at least next year. When she heard the news, a young lawyer named Monica brought the biggest, loudest kettle she could find down to the street.
We want justice. We want our rights. We're honest workers, a rarity these days. And now they've restricted our access to the money we have in the bank.
Yesterday's cacerolazo, as Argentines call the pot-banging protests, was the first large-scale demonstration since violent disturbances toppled Presidents Fernando de la Rúa and Adolfo Rodríguez Sá last month. This time around, things stayed largely peaceful, except for a couple isolated incidents of vandalism against foreign banks late last night. So far, President Eduardo Duhalde has escaped much of the direct anger. At the moment, Argentines such as Patricia Martinez are more likely to vent their rage at the Supreme Court.
Quien convalidó el corralito fue la Corte Suprema.
The Supreme Court approved this bank account freeze, says Martinez. We need a new, honest court, one that serves the people, not the multinational financial interests and the IMF. Argentines are especially suspicious of the Supreme Court because most of the justices are linked to former President Carlos Menem, who is generally seen as the ally of U.S. and European financial interests. President Duhalde is capitalizing on that anger by proposing a reform of the court. Duhalde has also made a point of letting the Argentine people know that he's coming under pressure from foreign companies to shield them from financial losses under devaluation, a pressure he says he's standing up to. But by and large, Duhalde is not seen as the man who will save Argentina. Out of work metal worker Carlos Luis Estalles stands on the street corner in the financial district selling copies of the new emergency law that regulates all the changes to the economy. Estalles says he has no faith in what he's selling. They've already had to change 4 or 5 articles of the law, including one the president had to veto, he says. The government is confused, it doesn't know what it's doing, and it has no credibility with the people. Estalles says he thinks it's a safe bet that President Duhalde will have to get used to the sound of banging pots and pans. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.